Drew Barrymore has daisies on his head. I think that relates to Lady Elchi, also known as Tanit. Daisy, chrysanthemum, leucanthemum, potato, potato. Gender, feminine, planet, Venus. Deities, Freya, Artemis, and Thor, the god of thunder. Wide, thick neck, long male arms. Doing the hand sign, straight torso, Adonis belt. The trousers are falling off because he has male hips. That's why men need a belt, because your hips are too small to fill out the waistline. Long male ring finger, covering that flat back. The spine is straight, no S-curve at all. He's wearing boys' clothing, boys' shoes. The girl haircut makes you assume it's a girl. I didn't wear lads' clothes when I was a child. That's a subliminal. They're telling you he's male. Yes, they dressed him up as Charlie Chaplin, but the symbol is that he's male. Trachea, Adam's apple, Adam's apple, not Eve's apple. Alice in Wonderland programming, why do they reference the film if mind control isn't real? He's wearing stripper shoes, but they dressed him like a child, so it means child prostitution. Smoking fags with the O shape connects to the caterpillar. Drew is trying to go through the looking glass. Stick legs, big feet. That's what Drew looks like to me. They both have the large upper body, the male legs, and big feet. Butterflies and daisies. I haven't seen anyone with such an obsession with daisies. It has to be some sort of programming, whether it's Dr. Mengele or not. People said this was his he loves me not programming. I don't know, but that is obsessive. There's editing on the spine because he does have male bones. I think the zebra print relates to animal or sex programming. He's wearing bloke's pants. They like doing that. Same with Ellen Page. They pretend to be female but wear men's briefs. Adam's apple in the throat. Double Baphomet because that's what he is, a male with female breasts. Butterfly on the dress. Looks like Marilyn Monroe. Monarch butterfly on a train track. I've always loved butterflies because they remind us it's never too late to transform ourselves. The monarch butterfly compared to the human pelvic bone. I've read that sodomy is the real meaning behind the butterfly. It's shaped like a pelvis and apparently that's where the kundalini is activated. And ever after he was a butterfly, I did see the film. It's meant to resemble Leonardo da Vinci's art, but to me they look like dragon wings. I see a sun behind him, so sacrificing the soul to open the portal. Drew on the beach, little bum, flat back. Study the anatomy. Women don't have a meter stick for a spine. This was his photo shoot for Playboy magazine. Boy bum. He's twisting his body, that's all it is. Women's spines are curved. The bum is bigger and rounded. Drew's bum is small and low. The trolls want to pretend that because there's breasts, this has to be a woman. That means nothing to me. The man on the left, that's him on estrogen after 9 years, and it looks the same as Drew's body. Long ring finger. There should be more spinal curvature. Flat back. I thought his name was short for Drusilla or Drumilla, but it's really just Drew, which is the past tense of draw. He went on the David Letterman show. There's the flat back. Do you see the black and white picture? Straight spine. He did that little dance when he heard it was David's birthday, but I'm sure it was all planned. Long arms, doing the Baphomet pose. Long male humerus, the feet are quite large. Pushing the back in, you've seen several pictures where the back is flat. The difference in the spine is obvious. I don't care if they're shapeshifters. This is a male cosplaying as a female and programming the masses. Wide back, male hips. If you take the time, you will find the pictures that they didn't edit. Drew is a short bloke. Wide shoulders, flat lower back. Probably taking estrogen, but where's the hips? Pretty much a straight torso. Look at the woman's hips. Women have wider hips due to the wider pelvic inlet. There's fat in the thighs. She doesn't have straight sticks like Drew. Point it out. Wide male neck, wide shoulders, straight torso, male Q angle. The shoulders are wider than the hips. The Shirley Temple hair is a bit creepy. Why does the woman have small shoulders and wide hips? Drew's bones are opposite. Wide shoulders and small hips. Curve on one leg, thigh gap. I can see Miss T has the curvy spine. I think they triggered him into a child altar. This is unsettling, and it also reminds me of Courtney Love's Kinderwhore fashion. It's known that Drew used to drink and smoke when he was a child. I should slap your mother for doing this to you. Horns up, horns down, hiding one eye. The story is that Horace was sodomized by his uncle Set. His left eye was damaged, so that's why they show the one eye. It represents illumination from sodomy. Did you know Druish was in Batman? I don't seem to remember that. How can you not see this is a drag queen? Drew has a huge hand and a long male ring finger. Two-Face had a girl for each one of his personalities. His hand is weird. I looked at my wrist and the skin doesn't fold like that. It's not because this is an older woman. I think he's wearing silicone gloves. Fake female hand. Cross-dresser, transgender, drag queen. The bones indicate male. If a forensic anthropologist examined the bones, they would conclude he's male. Hormones produce superficial changes, so you have to look at the primary characteristics, which is the bones. And I notice he does resemble Trumpet, so there might be a bloodline relation there. The entertainment industry is transgender. The end.